As we continue with the sacred mysteries of this holy Easter season and come to its end, today we begin the sacred novena to the Holy Spirit that was commanded by our Lord to the apostles and disciples under the protection and prayers of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the most chaste spouse of the Holy Spirit. We also celebrate on this day a great bishop of the Church, St. Antoninus of Florence. When he was 16, born at the end of the 14th century, when he was 15 or 16, he entered the Dominican monastery or convent at Fiesole, not too far from Florence. And there he grew in great holiness and knowledge and wisdom. Eventually he was sent forth and he founded the very famous monastery or convent of St. Mark in Florence, which in the last few years has had a lot of attention since there are no vocations, because Italy is bereft of vocations as well because of all the evils that are part of this age in which we live. St. Antoninus, however, did a magnificent job establishing this convent, and the basilica that adjoins it. In fact, his incorrupt body can be seen and venerated there at the monastery and the basilica of St. Mark in Florence. In the meantime, Pope Eugene IV made him Archbishop of Florence. And of course, it was a very difficult situation because at that time, Florence was a republic separate from the rest of Italy and separate from the papal states. And so there were always difficulties between the popes and the rulers of Florence, which at that time were the famous or infamous Medici family, about whom we hear and read so much. So St. Antoninus was very busy, but he maintained a good relationship not only with the Holy See, but also with the Medici who ruled Florence. And he was to die in 1459, and not too long after that, he was canonized by the Holy Father. And so today we honor this great bishop of Florence, the city of the lily that belongs to Our Lady, that is most beautiful, most fertile, and most holy. In her case, fertile with the Son of God, fertile with the holiness that she received at her conception, and in which she increased all the days of her life. So we pray to St. Antoninus and all the other saints, in particular Saints Gordian and Epimachus, who were martyrs of the early church, that we may fulfill the promises and obtain the promises of the Holy Spirit as we begin this first day of the novena, preparing for the tremendous gift of Pentecost. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.